for the choir for the wonderful music. And for the opportunity to be part of your communion service today. So before we get started, I'd like to pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you for the opportunity to worship your resurrection. To be able to set apart one day a year to focus on the greatest sacrifice that you laid out for mankind. We give you thanks for that. We pray that this morning we would be blessed by this message. I pray that you would speak through me, and that your words would be the words that go forth this morning. In this we pray, amen. Now, there's a lot of debates within the Christian church. You could debate the historical accuracy of the Bible. You could debate the scientific relevancy of claims of the Bible. You could debate the Christian faith's history itself. But there's only one debate that is the crucial debate for Christianity. And that debate happens to be what we celebrate this morning. The one crucial foundation to our entire faith. And that is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because with no resurrection, there can be no Christianity. This is the central argument, the central tenet to our faith. If you have your Bibles today, we're going to look at Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
你有圣经的话, 我们今天早上我们要说到哥林多前书, 保罗的书信。
And Paul lays forward basically a negative argument for Christianity.
我们保罗他从反方来探讨这个基督的信仰。
And so let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 19.
哥林多前书15章12节到19节。
It says, Now if Christ being preached is raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is futile and our faith is empty. Also, we are found to be false witnesses of God. Because we have testified against God that He has raised Christ from the dead, when in reality He did not raise Him. If indeed the dead are not raised, for if the dead are not raised, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is useless. You are still in your sins. Furthermore, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have also perished. For if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we should be pitied more than anyone.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。并且明显我们是为神枉作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。 因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们所信的仍是枉然，你们仍在罪里。就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。So
Paul lays forward an argument against the Christian faith.
所以保罗反方来探讨我们的信仰。
And he says, there's no point in following the faith unless it is factually true.
他说如果关于信仰如果在事实上不是真实的那就没有道理 去遵从他。
Paul was a famous Jewish rabbi.
保罗是一个著名的犹太的学者。
Paul comes from the tribe of Benjamin.
他是从便雅悯支派出来的。
Paul's life was laid out before him.
他有一条光明的前途。
There's no reason that Paul should give all of that up for a lie.
他没有理由为一个谎言来放弃这一切。
Paul had to be convinced thoroughly that in fact Jesus Christ did raise from the grave.
他必然是完全信服耶稣基督从死里复活。
Or else he considered the whole endeavor of Christianity completely foolish.
不然他会说这整个的信仰的这个旅程是愚蠢的。
And so he lays forward an argument and he himself is convinced that Jesus Christ did raise from the dead.
所以他摆出这样一个辩论说他信服耶稣基督是从死里复活的。
Now here, in verses 12 to 19, Paul argues very Jewishly.
在12节到19节,他是用这个犹太人辩论的方式。
And what I mean by that, if you've read the Bible,
如果你读圣经的话,
then you understand that the way that the literature argues is very long and circular.
你会看到说,从文学的角度,体裁的角度来看,你看到这些辩论是很长的,而且有循环。
And so I took Paul's argument and simplified it down to two premises and a conclusion.
所以我就把它简化一下，简化成两点，还有一个结论。
So let's look at the two premises in Paul's argument this morning.
所以我们就来看说在这个的两点前提。
Number one, there is no resurrection of the dead.
前提第一就是说没有死人复活的事。
Paul says, if there's no resurrection of the dead, Christ himself cannot be raised.
如果没有复活的事情，那基督也就没有复活了。
This would follow our intuition.
这是我们的直觉。
We don't see people come back from the dead every day.
我们不是每天看到人从死里复活。
From what we know of medical science, this does not happen.
从医学科学的角度，这个是不会发生。
Very rarely do you hear of doctors and nurses talking about somebody coming back to life.
你很罕见说会听见医生护士谈这个有人复活。
So it's an extraordinary claim that someone in fact came back to life.
所以说如果当然有人这样宣告的时候这是一个非常特别的。
Not moments after death, 3 days after death.
不是说死了之后一会儿复活了而是三天以后。
If this is a lie or a fabrication,
如果这是谎言或者说这是编造出来的
Paul would have been a fool to give up his life to follow this faith.
保罗如果把他的生命把他的信仰把他的生命献给这样的信仰那他是愚蠢的。
So the second premise that Paul puts forward is this.
保罗第二个前提。
The resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of the Christian faith.
耶稣的复活是基督徒信仰的根基。
In that, theologians and scholars agree.
这些神学家学者他们都同意。
People of different faiths and atheists also agree that that is the way Christianity is put together.
即便是不同的信仰甚至无神论者他们也都同意这一点。
So the premise this morning that we're going to look at is not premise number two, but premise number one.
我们今天主要看的是第一个前提。
Because it would follow that the Christian faith has no foundation if there is no resurrection.
如果这个前提都成立的话那么就变成说结论就是基督徒的信仰是没有根基的。
So this morning we must do two things to establish the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们就要从两个角度来讲耶稣基督的复活。
Did Jesus Christ actually exist as a person of history?
历史上有耶稣这个人吗?
And then second of all, did he raise from the dead?
第二就是他有没有从死里复活。
So the first thing we're going to look at is, did Jesus in fact exist?
第一个问题，历史上有没有耶稣这个人？
And the greatest level of evidence that we have is the Gospels themselves in your Bible.
我们最宝贵的证据当然是从圣经而来。
But my question is, how reliable is the Bible?
但是我们要问说圣经有多可靠？
I mean, wasn't it just a myth that was fabricated over time?
它是不是虚构出来的然后在历史当中被不断的修改
Or is it actually accurate in what it says about the man Jesus Christ?
它关于耶稣这个人的记载是准确的吗
To look at that, let's look at other people of history.
我们可以看历史上其他的人。
Raise your hand if you've heard of the philosopher Aristotle.
如果你知道亚里士多德，你可以举下手。
You may have read something about Aristotle or just happen to know him from general culture.
你可能知道一些关于他的事情。
Well, Aristotle wrote his philosophy down.
他写了他的哲学的论述。
And we discovered the earliest manuscript we have of Aristotle.
他最早的版本
is over 1,000 years old.
大概是1000年前。
And what we do in history is we try to collect contemporary resources referencing the same thing in history.
我们在研究当中，我们想用现代的版本来引述过去的版本。
So Aristotle, we have 5 copies of Aristotle's writings in antiquity.
所以我们在古本里面，亚里士多德有5本。
And we have thousands of books today talking about Aristotle.
然后关于他的大概有上千本。
But only 5 exist that are ancient in antiquity.
但真正的古本只有5卷。
In those 5 copies,
在这5卷里面
are still 1,400 years removed from the man Aristotle.
但是那个古本本身距离亚里士多德已经是有1400多年。
Now who here has heard of Plato?
柏拉图。
Alright, Plato was Aristotle's mentor.
是他的导师。
He fares slightly better.
他的情况稍微好一点。
We have 7 copies of Plato's writings in antiquity, 1,200 years removed from Plato.
所以关于柏拉图，我们有7卷古卷哈，但是他们写成的时间距柏拉图那个时代也有200年。
Now, there's a book probably many of us read in school, whether high school or university.
学校大学里面也许读过有一本书
，known as Homer's Iliad.
荷马史诗《伊利亚特》。
And Homer's Iliad fares far better than Plato and Aristotle.
比亚里士多德和柏拉图都要好得多。
There are 643 copies in antiquity of Homer's Iliad.
这卷书有643卷古本。
And the earliest copy that we have is only 400 years away from the original source of Homer.
所以最早的古本距离他的时代有400年。
Now we study Aristotle and Plato and Homer in school.
我们在学校里我们读亚里士多德、荷马。
And we're comfortable with their existence and the things that they wrote.
我们对他们的觉得说深信不疑。
Does it mean that everything they wrote was true?
这说明他们所写的是对的吗？
But there's enough historical evidence to provide that they existed.
但是至少有足够历史的证据说他们存在过。
So how well does the Bible do
这件事情上圣经是怎么样呢
in comparison to other things of history?
如果和历史上其他这些人我们来做个比较。
The Bible has 5,824 copies.
圣经有5,824本古卷。
In the earliest manuscript that we had is 25 years removed from the original source.
这些古卷当中最早写成的离耶稣的时代是25。
That's a big deal.
这是很大的不同。
The Bible has over 8,000 full copies of the New Testament in antiquity.
有5,824个版本那个古卷。
It has 24,000 fragments in antiquity.
它有2,400个副本。
And if you were to burn all 5,000 entire manuscripts of the New Testament,
如果你把5,000多个古卷全部烧了
，You could rewrite the New Testament just on contemporary sources quoting the Bible.
但是仍然有很多从现代的引述当中，很多都能够被恢复出来。
The entire New Testament is quoted outside the Bible.
整卷的新约在圣经以外被盗引用非常多。
In other books and correspondence.
在其他的书和书信里面。
We have all that documented and we could rewrite the Bible.
我们有很多这样的记录，所以我们可以复原圣经。
You say, well, that's great, but that's just the Bible.
你说，这很好，这不过是，这只是圣经。
What about other historians? Did they write about the existence of Jesus?
其他历史家也没有提到过耶稣。
So let's look at non-biblical sources for the existence of Christ.
我们现在就来看一些圣经以外的证据。
We have a contemporary Roman historian named Tacitus.
我们有一个罗马的历史学家叫塔西佗。
And he mentions Christian suffering under the ruler Pilate.
他提到说基督徒比拉多的手下受苦。
And so you remember from the Gospels themselves that Christians began to suffer under the rule of Pilate.
我们知道说在圣经里面我们知道说这个比拉多在那里迫害基督徒。
Another Roman historian that we have is Suetonius.
还有一个罗马的历史学家苏埃托尼乌斯。
And he actually names Christ by name in his writings.
他在他的文献里面他提到耶稣的名字基督的名字。
And he documents that Christus was executed by Pilate.
他提到这个基督被比拉多处决了。
Another we have is Josephus.
还有一个就是约瑟夫。
And Josephus is pretty popular.
他是一个很著名的。
He is both Roman and Jewish.
他又是罗马人又是这个犹太人。
This is what he says. Jesus was a teacher who was executed.
他被处决。
He was reported to have been resurrected.
有报告说他复活了。
He was said to have divine powers.
据说他有神圣的能力。
And he also refers to James, the brother of Jesus, who was called the Christ.
他也有提到雅各的兄弟就是那位基督的。
And finally, I'll give you Pliny the Younger.
还有那个小普林尼。
And he records that Pliny saw that Christians worship Jesus as God.
有记载说看见基督徒敬拜耶稣。
Now this is very important because Jesus was not just considered a great leader.
所以这很重要他不只是看作一个伟大的领袖。
His followers did not view him as a prophet.
他们不仅仅看他只是一位先知。
And they didn't view him as a great teacher. They viewed him as the Son of God.
他们看他的基督徒看他乃是神的儿子。
It would have been very difficult for the miracles and the resurrection to have been fabricated later when non-Christian historians are attesting to these facts.
这些关于这些的神迹这对这些历史家他们是很难伪造的。
In fact, you can put together the gospel message just from sources outside the Bible.
关于圣经有很多地方你可以从圣经以外把它复原出来。
Jesus was called the Christ. That's from Josephus.
约瑟夫提到耶稣称为基督。
He did magic and led Israel into new teachings. That's, we get that from the Babylonian Talmud.
在这个巴比伦的塔木德里面提到说他带来新的教训。
And that he was hanged on Passover. That's also from the Babylonian Talmud.
他在逾越节被挂。
From Tacitus, we get the location. The location is Judea.
我们知道说从塔木德他那里提到地点是在犹大。
From Eleazar, we get that he claimed to be God and would return.
那里有提到说他是神他要回来。
And his fathers believed him to be God. We get that from Pliny the Younger.
小普林尼说到遵从他的人承认他是神。
So it takes a lot more faith to believe that Jesus didn't exist than just to simply accept the facts of history that Jesus in fact existed.
所以你要相信说历史上耶稣不存在比相信耶稣存在更大的信心。
You say, well that's great, maybe you can establish that Christ existed, but by no means does that mean he rose from the dead.
对吧很好也许历史上真有耶稣这个人但是我还是不相信他从死。
Lots of people accept him to be a man of history, but not necessarily the Son of God.
很多人承认说历史上有耶稣，但是不承认他是神的儿子。
So the second part of the argument this morning is, did Jesus raise from the dead?
所以讨论的第二部分就是说，耶稣有没有从死里复活。
And for that, we will look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to go up to verses 3 through 6.
我们要看15章3到6节。
And we're going to look at something called early creedal affirmation.
我们要看到早信心的肯定。
And it says this in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 6. For I pass on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一次显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Alright, and we know from Acts chapter 9 when Paul would have converted to Christianity.
我们在使徒行传第九章看到保罗他成为基督徒的时候，
Paul, who at the time his name was Saul, was persecuting the early Christian church.
那时候他叫扫罗，他是逼迫神的教会。
And he's on the road to Damascus and he encounters Jesus.
他在去大马色的路上他遇见了主。
And he's blinded.
他的眼睛就瞎了。
And he's taken back with the brothers of Christ.
他就回来的时候他就是主里的弟兄了。
And in Galatians 1:18 it says that he spent 3 years with them.
加拉太书里面说有三年他在这个他在亚拉伯。
And then when Paul begins his ministry, he writes this letter to the church in Corinth.
当他开始服事的时候，他写了这封书信。
And in it, he mentions what he received.
他就讲到说他究竟接受了什么。
And he received this creed.
他接受了这个信条。
That Christ died according to the Scriptures.
照着圣经所说，我们的罪死了。
That he was buried and raised according to the Scriptures.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And that he appeared to his 12 and to 500 eyewitnesses.
显给十二个使徒看，还有许多的见证人。
Now, it's very difficult to have the opinion that a myth developed of Christ's resurrection hundreds of years later.
所以关于耶稣基督复活的事实，很难说把它虚构出来，一直到持续到一百年之后。
Because see, we're sitting 2,000 years removed from the source.
我们已经是现在时代已经是2000年以后了。
We can make up anything we want about the past.
我关于过去也许可以虚构很多东西。
But from what we know about the extra-biblical sources,
但是对于我
and this letter that Paul wrote,
关于保罗所写的书信
it was very clear that people believed Christ rose from the dead very early on.
我们可以很清楚地看见说从一开始大家就相信基督是从死里复活的。
So this creed that he received would have been a creed that people would have passed among themselves.
所以这保罗的这书信里他所引用的就是当时早期所流行的一个信条。
Much like in history where we see the Apostles' Creed.
就是像我们现在说像使徒信经一样。
It's a statement about what we believe to be true.
就是关于我们所的一些宣告。
And this creed would have formulated just 2 to 3 years after the events of the resurrection.
这样的信条很可能是复活之后2到3年内的就写成了。
The second issue we have with Christ's resurrection is that we're dealing with an empty tomb.
下面一点我要讲的就是空的坟墓。
Now, if there wasn't an empty tomb, then it's pretty hard to believe in a resurrection because you have a body right there.
如果说没有空的坟墓的话，你就无法相信复活，因为那个坟墓在那儿。如果里面有这个身体还在坟墓里面。
And if this is a myth or a legend developed later, it would have been.
这是虚构出来的故事。
It's hard to develop a myth when the belief is already established that he rose from the dead.
但是如果关于这件事实的认定和信仰已经存在的话，你就很难在上面再来虚构一个东西。
Now the first thing we have is Joseph of Arimathea is the tomb in which Jesus is going to be laid.
有一点就是关于这个亚利马太的约瑟，他的坟墓就是所埋葬的那个坟墓。
Jesus is on the cross along with 2 other thieves.
耶稣钉在十字架上，旁边有两个强盗。
The Roman soldiers that are stationed to him that need to make sure that he dies begin to check for life, signs of life.
所以罗马兵丁要拿要把他刺穿来确定说他已经真的是死了。
They notice that the two thieves are still alive.
他们看见那两个强盗还活着。
So they break the legs of the two thieves.
就把这两个强盗的腿打断。
Because in crucifixion you die by asphyxiation.
所以因为在十字架上最终是因为窒息而死。
And without your legs to be able to push you up, you would die.
如果你的腿打断了，不能够支撑你的身体，就很容易窒息了。
So the two thieves will soon be dead.
所以两个强盗很快就死了。
Then they move to Jesus.
他们到了耶稣这边。
And they look at him and they think he might be dead.
是死了。
So as Roman soldiers would do to check for life.
所以罗马士兵他们就有一个办法来检验到底死了没有。
They took a spear and shoved it through his side into his heart.
他们就用枪从肋旁刺入。
Blood and water came out.
血与水流出来。
A sign that Christ had already passed.
是表明说耶稣已经死了。
And it was Joseph of Arimathea's tomb in which they were going to take Christ's body and lay him in.
他们就把耶稣的身体放在亚利马太的约瑟的墓中。
Now who is Joseph of Arimathea?
这个约瑟是谁呢?
He sits on the Sanhedrin.
他是在那个犹太的公会里面。
The Sanhedrin is much like our own U.S. Senate.
就像美国的议会一样。
It's a ruling body.
是一个治理的机构。
Joseph of Arimathea is a public figure.
他是一个公众人物。
And his grave would have been public knowledge and information.
他的坟墓所在的地方是一个大家所知道的。
And so it'd be very difficult to get the wrong tomb.
所以说大家不会搞错到底是哪个墓。
For either anyone to bury him in the wrong tomb or to go check the wrong tomb.
是不是有人把他埋错了之后找到了别的墓。
In addition, no body was ever found.
也从来没有找到那个身体。
When they checked the grave on Easter morning and found that it was in fact empty,
复活的早晨他们去看这个坟墓那是空的。
Joseph of Arimathea's tomb.
那个亚利马太的约瑟的坟墓。
There were supposed to be two Roman guards there.
那应该有两个罗马兵丁看守。
That were guarding the actual tomb that Jesus was put in.
要把守那个墓门。
So, if Jesus' body was inside with two guards,
如果主的身体在这个墓里面而且有两个守卫。
And now the witnesses come and find that the guards have fled and the body is gone.
当这个主的门徒去的时候看见这个看守人已经逃跑了那坟墓是空的。
There's a problem.
就有一个问题。
Now either someone stole the body.
要么就是有人把主的偷了去。
Or Jesus never really died.
或者耶稣还没有死。
In Matthew 28, verses 11 to 15,
在马太福音二十八章十一节到十五节
the Jews who are not believers accuse the disciples of stealing the body.
就诬告说门徒们把这个身体偷走了
Because, see, the body was never produced.
因为那个身体就没有在那里
In order to shut down the movement of Christianity,have to provide Jesus' body.
如果他们要能够把整个的基督教能够反驳过去，他们只需要找出那个身体。
There's a theory that exists in the religion of Islam.
在伊斯兰教里面，他们有这样的理论。
And it's called swoon theory. That he passed out.
他们有一个理论。
So the theory is that Jesus passed out on the cross.
他们说耶稣在十字架上就暂时是一个昏迷。
Yeah, that's what I said. And that he woke up again 3 days later in the tomb.
他三天以后在坟墓里醒来。
And even though he had been on a cross and was severely beaten,
虽然说他在十字架上受了很多的折磨,
he managed to move a one-ton rock,
他可以把那个一吨重的石头挪开
and overpower two professional Roman guards.
能够胜过那两个专业的罗马士兵。
I don't know if Jesus was that kind of a ninja.
好像主不是那样的一个忍者。
It's called swoon theory.
那是一个昏迷说。
And this is the sort of lengths of conspiracy theory you have to go to when you interact with the facts of the resurrection.
所以说我们会经过这些各种各样的怀疑论，但是我们要看见那个复活的事实。
The other interesting characteristic of the story is that the first eyewitnesses are women.
我们还有看见就是说第一的目击的证人是妇女们。
In first century Jewish culture, women had no status.
在他们犹太的这些风俗里面妇女的地位不是那么高。
Their testimony was not admissible in court.
在法庭上面妇女的见证是不能作为法庭的证据的。
They were viewed more as property than human beings.
他们看起来就是说不足以信服。
If you're going to fabricate a story of Jesus' resurrection,
如果你要虚构一个耶稣复活的事。
Or if you plan to steal and you stole the body and you're going to send your first eyewitnesses.
如果有人偷了身体然后呢找一些人来做伪证。
It does not make sense for that to be a woman's testimony.
如果要用妇女来做伪证那个比较不合理。
So the story does not read like a forgery.
所以这个故事并不是一个伪造的。
The story reads like actual events of history.
从我们去考察这是事实历史上真实发生的事。
The other is that you have 500 eyewitnesses to Christ's resurrection.
关于耶稣的复活有500个见证人。
At the time that Paul wrote his letter to the Corinthians, most of those eyewitnesses are still alive.
当保罗写哥林多书的时候很多这些见证人都还活。
So even if the disciples were able to steal the body,
即便是门徒把身体偷了去。
And even if they were to fabricate this resurrection,
如果他们伪造了这个复活的事情。
500 people that knew exactly what Jesus looked like saw him walking around.
如果有这500个认识耶稣的人看见他。
It wasn't one witness.
不是一个见证人。
Wasn't two.
不是两个。
Wasn't just the disciples.
不仅仅是门徒。
500 people.
有500个见证人。
And this is at the time of Passover.
这是在那个逾越节的时候。
Where all Jews had to celebrate that holiday together in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的犹太人都上来过节。
There's not a lot of room to be moving a dead body around.
这没有什么可能说把一个尸体在那里挪来挪去。
And so the conspiracy theories are hard pressed to explain the events of history.
所以这些怀疑论就是历史上造出来要来质疑的。
And finally, the Christian movement would not have come about unless there was a resurrection.
最后说我们不会有我们所有基督徒的这些历史如果不是复活的话。
Let's say that the disciples stole the body and fabricated the resurrection.
如果是门徒偷了这个身体然后他们伪造复活的事。
They were eventually each killed for what they believed.
他们，但是我们不要忘记，他们后来是为着他们所信的而死。
Peter himself was crucified upside down on a cross.
彼得他自己是最后是被钉十字架。
People don't normally do this for a lie.
通常人不会为谎言而死。
Not knowing it's a lie.
有时候他们不知道是谎言。
Secondly, this type of resurrection is unprecedented in the Jewish literature of the time.
第二点就是关于这个复活的是在当时犹太他们的记载里面是从来没有过的。
Now you may have either seen on TV or maybe even experienced it yourself where you were able to resuscitate somebody.
如果我们你在电视或者其他上面你看到说有的人好像说短暂死后他们好像活过来。
Maybe someone was getting CPR and they were able to take that breath after not breathing for a short period of time.
有那个紧急抢救的措施，好像他的那口气又缓过来。
This would have been the idea of resurrection in the eyes of most Jews at the time.
在当时，所谓很多犹太人他们
What makes Christ's resurrection completely different?
基督的复活是完全的不同。
Is he resurrected to glory?
但因为他复活进到荣耀里。
He told Mary, "Don't touch me until I've ascended to the Father."
他对玛利亚说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我。
That he came to the disciples in a locked room with locked windows.
当他主把门和窗都锁着的时候，他来到门徒中间。
His body had been glorified.
他的身体是荣耀的。
The same promise you and I have as followers of Jesus that our bodies will one day be glorified in death.
我们信徒所得到的应许也是一样，有一天我们要得着荣耀的身体。
According to German Lutheran theologian Joachim Jeremias,
路德派的神学家说，
who is a scholar of Near Eastern studies, he says this, Ancient Judaism did not know of an anticipated resurrection as an event of history. Nowhere does one find the literature saying anything comparable to the resurrection of Jesus. Certainly, resurrections of the dead were known, but these concerned resuscitations, the return to earthly life. In no place in the late Judaic literature does it concern a resurrection to doxa, glory, as an event in history.
这位学者就说，当时犹太当时他们对于复活的认识，他们的记载当中完全没有这样的认识。他们所认识的就是那个短暂时候所回过来的。
All right, from former skeptic D.H. Van Dalen says this.
有一个怀疑论者 Van Dalen 说，
It is extremely difficult to object to the empty tomb on historical grounds.
使得你无法否认那个空的坟墓。
Those who deny it do so on the basis of theological or philosophical assumptions.
那些真正否认他的人都是基于一些神学或者哲学的假定。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ, both his existence and his resurrection, are clearly established through history.
从历史当中我们可以清楚看见耶稣基督他的存在和他的复活。
So remember, Paul's argument was if there was no resurrection, then our faith is useless.
你们所信的就是枉然。
That we should be pitied more than other people because we believe in such a spectacular lie.
我们这信的就算为比世人更为可怜。
And Paul is convinced of the evidence.
保罗确信这些证据。
He doesn't feel that Christianity should be true.
他不是说只是感觉到这个信仰是真的。
He doesn't pick Christianity because it sounds better or he likes the worldview better.
他不是说只是听起来不错，或者说觉得说比原来的世界观好。
He chooses it because it's true.
保罗选择它因为它是。
And if the resurrection is true, it has eternal consequences. Go ahead.
如果复活是真实的，它有永恒的影响。
So let's reconstruct Paul's argument. Jesus Christ, in fact, rose from the dead.
所以我们再来看保罗的前提，我们回到这个结论，就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
The resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of the Christian faith.
耶稣基督的复活是基督徒信仰的根基。
Therefore, the Christian faith is valid.
所以说，基督徒的信仰乃是真实的。
See, the resurrection of Jesus Christ has eternal implications.
所以我们知道说耶稣基督复活它有永恒的价值。
He didn't just resurrect because he was God.
他从死里复活他不仅仅是神。
He didn't just resurrect to show off his power.
他不只是展示他的能力。
He resurrected because he solved the most fundamental problem that we have in society.
他复活乃是解决了我们最深的问题。
And that is the human condition.
那是我们人的现状。
The Bible calls it sin.
圣经把它称之为罪。
See, we're all at some level a bad person.
我们也许某种程度上都有不好。
There are two ways to heaven.
有两条路去天堂。
Never ever sin.
从来不犯罪，这是第一条。
Or accept the blood of Jesus.
或者是接受耶稣的血。
Because Jesus never sinned.
因为耶稣他从来没有犯罪。
And his blood was pure.
他的血是纯洁的。
And he took hours of pain on the cross.
他在十架上忍受这个折磨。
And not just physical pain.
不仅仅是身体上的。
For the first time since eternity past,
在永恒的过去里面，第一次。
He was separated from the most holy communion.
他与那个最神圣的交通断绝了。
He was separated from God the Father.
他与父神而隔绝了。
What ultimately broke Jesus?
是真正叫耶稣破碎的。
Was not the physical magnitude of what he went through.
并不只是他在物理上，他身体上所经历的那一些。
It was the relationship that he had to give up in that moment.
是在 那个时刻放弃的那个关系。
See, all the way back in Genesis, God says, let's make man in our image.
我们回到创世纪里面，神说让我们照着我们的形象来造人。
Our, meaning God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
这里用到一个字，我们，就是说到父子和圣灵。
And man chose to disobey God.
但是人的选择是违背了神。
And the Bible says in Romans that that tendency for us to not be perfect, that tendency to sin.
在罗马书里就说到我们那个犯罪的倾向
was genetically passed on to the entire human race.
所以就是从当时一直遗传下来的。
And what we lost in the very first sin of Adam.
我们在亚当第一次犯罪的时候，我们就已经失落了。
That connection, that communion with God the Father.
与神之间的沟通就断绝了。
God set in order a series of events.
神预备了一系列的事件发生。
And he sent his son.
他差遣他的儿子。
To live sinlessly among us.
在我们当中过了一个完全无罪的生活。
To reach out to the most unwanted people of society.
来去寻找那些世人所不愿意接触的人。
The most dirty of people, the most sinful of people.
最肮脏最罪恶的人。
People you and I would never want to hang out with.
也许是我们所不愿意接触的人。
People rotting away in prisons we would rather see not living.
我们人有时候会从不愿意住的监狱逃跑。
Christ's love extended to all.
但是基督的爱他是给所有人的。
And when he died,The veil at the temple ripped.
当他断气的时候，圣殿的幔子裂开。
See, the veil up until that point separated the priest who could go in and commune with God from everybody else.
那个幔子还在的时候，唯有祭司能够。
What Christ did was able to restore what God had always wanted.
但是耶稣他恢复了神原初所要的那一个。
Something that was lost in a garden thousands of years before the crucifixion.
在几千年前在伊甸园中所失落的那一个。
A relationship that God had been hungry for millennia.
从那个神完全和好的关系。
The blood of Christ is available to us this morning.
今天早上耶稣的血仍然有功效。
My question to you this morning is, what do you believe?
我要问大家的就是你究竟信的是什么?
What do you believe?
你究竟信什么?
It's not enough to come to church.
光是来到教会还不够。
It's not enough to partake in different studies or read our Bible.
只是参加一些学习,读圣经还不够。
Doesn't matter how good or how bad of a person we are.
那不只是关于说我们这个人有多好或者有多坏。
The Bible is very clear. Anyone.
圣经很清楚说，任何人
，anyone who believes on Jesus Christ，
任何相信耶稣基督的
，God offers redemption and eternal life。
神的救赎就临到他，他能得到永生。
Let me pray for us this morning。
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we love you。
神，我们爱你。
We thank you for your sacrifice on Calvary。
感谢你在加略山的牺牲。
I thank you, Lord, that you had other scholars outside of Christianity write about Jesus.
我们感谢你在圣经以外 也有其他的记载。
I'm glad, Lord, that you provided over 5,000 documents of the Bible in antiquity for us.
我们也感谢你有超过5000本的古卷来作为证据。
Jesus, you thought through everything.
你已经预备了一切。
I'm thankful for the 500 eyewitnesses.
也感谢主有500个见证人。
I thank you that accepting who you are and your resurrection is a fact of history.
感谢主你的所事还有你的复活是历史的真实。
You're not asking us to believe something so far-fetched, there's just no way to logically get there.
你不是叫我们相信一个制造出来的理论。
When you created us with a mind to investigate these things, just like Paul.
你创造我们就给我们一个思维就像保罗可以去查考。
And to not follow you unless it passed muster to do so.
我们能够来跟从你。
I pray for anyone here today who has still not accepted the truth of your son.
我今天为我们当中还没有接受你的祷告。
Whoever that might be, that this morning would be a time to accept you.
今天这就是一个接受你的时候。
That they would begin their life in you.
他们能够在你里面得到新的生命。
We pray all this in your name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.